Questions for Baron?
How much more comfortable are you now than you were when you first began playing regularly?
I mean, it's like night and day. I feel way more happy to, you know, way more confident to play just due to the fact that early I didn't have any opportunities, so I felt like I wanted to do something special every time I got an opportunity. So just, you know, getting those at-bats under my belt, getting more comfortable, that kind of got me really confident in where I am at this point.
Is playing baseball year-round now, as opposed to what you did in high school, is that part of the progression for you?
No doubt. Like I said, just getting those ABs, like, you know, I was behind a lot of these guys just because coming through high school, it was like I would miss baseball tournaments for 7-on-7 and stuff like that for football over the summer. So just being able to get those ABs under my belt and know, you know, like focus on learning my approach as a hitter and everything that I need to do at the plate just kind of, you know, goes into getting more at-bats.
We were talking and you just seem more comfortable in right field too.
Yes, sir.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, definitely. Just, you know, working with Coach Ramsey, amazing outfielder in his past, just helping us to learn everything that he was taught and just being able to go out there and apply what he's teaching us in practice, just, you know, carry that confidence and that swagger that we need in the outfield. So that's definitely helpful for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you look real confident out there when the ball comes to you.
Yes, sir.
Just fly balls, guys, you know, hitting balls to you?
Just mostly about rhythm. Just, you know, it's kind of like a dance. Just on beat. Just make sure that, you know, you get to the spots. You don't freak out. Just everything is cool and calm, collected.
Has moving up to the 5 spot in the lineup helped you also?
Yeah, it's definitely just given me also some confidence knowing that my coaches believe in me to be behind and driving those runs behind guys like McCann and Tristan, 3 and 4 hole. So, you know, just go in there and do my thing and everything else will take care of itself.
A lot of guys getting hit lately.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, does that, when you see guys go back-to-back, are you loose up there?
Yeah, you just know that, you know, I always have the potential for the ball to go over the fence when I step into the plate. So just knowing in the back of my head that would be amazing if we did go back-to-back like we did yesterday.
Right.
You know, but I'll take my singles as well. So,
have you had to dial it back any? Because you're so strong and you can hit it so far. If you had to make a conscious effort not to.
Yeah, because I'll have swings early in the count where it's like, all right, that was way too hard, and then I'll get the 2 strikes. And just like today where the majority of my ABs, if not all of them, I was down 2 strikes, and I could just get that approach and just put something in play. And it was crazy because it was kind of like a butt-out flick, and it went out the fence. So just knowing that I have that power, is just I just kind of feel like I have to start taking that two-strike approach all the time.
Have you noticed pitchers trying to work you a certain way now?
Definitely. So it's all outside, all soft and down with sliders, changeups, stuff like that. So that's also helped me to kind of get a feel for what I'm doing at the plate, knowing that I might get one good pitch to hit per AB. So just knowing that, you know, if I get that pitch, can't miss it. But don't try to do too much. Don't pull off, knowing that, you know, they're going to go mostly outside the whole time.
Are you a patient guy by nature, or you had to learn how to be?
Pretty patient by nature due to the fact that kind of in high school a little bit I was kind of not like under-aggressive really. So I guess that is kind of good and bad, but I guess the best part about now is I've been able to figure out how to be aggressive while waiting for a pitch that I know I can, you know, that's worth being aggressive on.
This is a stupid thing to ask. What does it feel like to crush one?
Oh man, it's, you know, it's crazy. I always tell my friends, like, I see people all the time, they pimp home runs, do bat flips. I haven't pimped one yet this year, and I've had several home runs. That it's just because it's one of those things where it's like it feels so good that you just kind of black out. Like, I don't ever stop and think, oh yeah, let me flip this bat. Like, it's kind of like, you know, hit my bat or hit the ball and then get on down the baseline. And, you know, I might jog slow, but it's never one of those things where I just stand there and just watch it. So yeah. But it's an amazing feeling. It's just knowing that, you know, that ball is not coming back. So it's always amazing.
Do you give Zuber some guidelines on what to do after he hit that ball? Because he was bat flipping and pimping.
Yeah, but see, man, for somebody like him that doesn't have as many opportunities, and, you know, he grinds and grinds. Like, he's one of the hardest working kids I ever met in my life. So for him to get in the game and do that, and that's also his first hit of the season. So to do it like that, I can't even imagine the excitement. And as an athlete, you know, that those emotions can take over sometimes. So as crazy as it sounds, you know, I'm happy for him. He showed his
And your guys look real happy for him.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. He definitely deserves that.
Was that home run off the left field scoreboard one of your favorites this year?
That's one of my favorites in my whole life. That'll always be one I remember just because me always beating that approach of staying back and driving that ball and just to see it, you know, hit a ball off the scoreboard, oppo gap. It was just amazing just knowing that all the work that I put in, staying and driving those balls opposite field is just coming into play.
Cool.
Anything else for Baron?
No.
All right, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming.
I appreciate it.